This is an Earth Day edition of Wizard of iPhone speaking, series 40422 for identification. Is battery pie in the sky America's newest growth industry? This podcast series is sponsored by your friends at Import Auto Maintenance, and we'll hear from them in just a moment. Sure, we can make energy storage gains by changing battery shape, as long as you don't mind carrying a smartphone that looks like a can of Campbell's soup.
Import Auto Maintenance wants to see you. Actually, they want to see your car. There's still time for them to give your car the once-over lightly. The problem with computers is they tell us after the failure occurs. They can't do preventive maintenance. Even in Nashville, there's still plenty of winter driving left. An Import Auto will check your fluids, belts, and battery. Visit Import Auto Maintenance website for a first visit coupon and check out their new address, 309 Craighead Street. For Old Nashville, that's in Melrose. And 37204 for your navigator. You did download Waze, didn't you? Craighead Street connects Franklin Road with Nolensville Pike. If you're coming to Nashville on 65, exit at Wedgwood, turn right, right at the next traffic light, Bransford, and make a right when you see the fairgrounds. That's Craighead. Pre-schedule a visit by calling 615-327-9600. That's 615-327-9600. Tell them Brit Maven said hello. That's 615-327-9600.
Lithium-ion batteries self-explosions are rare. Most of them are the result of user error, also known as overcharging. Here's where unintended consequences come in. If only 1.5% of lithium-ion batteries are defective, that's more than 30,000 units in iPhones alone. P.S., that's of 2017 when Apple reported 2 billion iPhones sold. In the meantime, 248,000 Chinamen and 47,000 Indians have been working every day since. On News 4 in Nashville, the feds weigh in with the following cautions. And here I quote, "Don't drop your phone on a hard surface. If you do, get a battery assessment. Smartphones are not water-friendly. The danger here is the corrosion of metal parts. Keep your device away from heat sources like stovetops, top of toaster ovens, radiators, and yes, the dashboard of your car." End of quote. I might add my own recommendation: avoid prolonged connection to any DC source of power, like the USB port of your car radio. America, lithium-ion batteries are still Stone Age technology, and they don't recycle. For my third favorite tech writer Kim Komando, it also represents evergreen copy. FYI, I'm a print kind of guy, and evergreen copy is that story you trot out when there's no news from East Palestine, Ohio. No, East Palestine is not a suburb of Jerusalem. Meanwhile, in the weekend edition of the Wall Street Journal, a detailed treatise on the bold new world of lithium-ion technology, and it's mostly wrong. Every so-called electrified vehicle is an environmental disaster looking for a place to happen. Nikola Tesla was a genius of the first magnitude. Elon Musk, not so much. Writers continually tell us batteries are the source of energy, when in fact they're storage devices. While it sounds pedantic, it's an important distinction. The trick with EVs is an enormous battery array, those lithium-ion devices, which is one reason they ride so well, and those 18-inch wheels are another. They have to be big to support that enormous battery array. A byproduct of any discharging battery is heat. Did I mention batteries only have two states, charging and discharging? Another little problem is charging your Tesla. It's designed for export, and we live in a 110-volt country, and it's a 220-volt world. That's why your electric toothbrush doesn't work in the UK. It won't charge. Look at your energy panel at home, and you'll find your clothes dryer is on two 110-volt breakers. That's the reason those hand warmers don't work in public restrooms. They're made for 220 volts. If you'd stayed with me this long, be assured that battery nirvana is not right around the corner. Take it away, Wikipedia. In social science, unintended consequences, sometimes unanticipated consequences or unforeseen consequences, more colloquially known as the knock-on effects, are outcomes of a purposeful action which are not intended or foreseen. The term was popularized in the 20th century by American sociologist Robert K. Merton. Thank you, Wikipedia. Yes, we may be able to make incremental gains, but they're going to be increasingly more expensive. Changing the shape of the battery may increase the available energy storage, as long as you don't mind a smartphone in the shape of a Campbell's soup can. Perhaps the Motorola Razr was the optimal design after all. No battery is a forever device. Leave that thinking to the USPS. The goal of a forever device is illusionary.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic.
This has been an Earth Day edition of Wizard of iPhone Speaks. Series 4-0422 for identification.